Since I'm an IT guy, I got to do this off a laptop. I was told that it could be short, and I'm going to fulfill that. But I also wanted to pad my time with a song. So we're just going to sing the first verse of 480. And then I'm going to kind of speak on it. 490. Matthew's saying 480. Just the first verse, 490. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. That song was written by Horatio Spafford, and the melody was actually written by a guy named Philip Bliss, but I'm mostly talking about the words tonight. It's important to understand the context of the situation that the writer was in when he wrote this song. It adds quite a bit of weight to the lyrics. So I'm just going to go ahead and read the Wikipedia article for it. It says, this hymn was written after traumatic events in Spafford's life. The first was the death of his son at the age of 2 and the Great Chicago Fire of 1871, which ruined him financially. He had been a successful lawyer and had invested significantly in property in the area of Chicago that was extensively damaged by the Great Fire. His business interests were further hit by the economic downturn of 1873, at which time he planned to travel to Europe with his family on the SS Ville du Havre. In a late change of plan, he sent his family ahead while he was delayed on business concerning zoning problems following the Great Chicago Fire. Now remember, his son died in 1871, and this is 1873, 2 years later. His family was on a trip across the Atlantic Ocean. It says, while crossing the Atlantic Ocean, the ship sank rapidly after a collision with a sea vessel, the Loch Earn, and all 4 of Spafford's daughters died. His wife Anna survived and sent him the now famous telegram, saved alone. Shortly afterwards, as Spafford traveled to meet his grieving wife, he was inspired to write these words as his ship passed near where his daughters had died. So let's take a quick look back at the first verse. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roar, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well. Any of us can say it is well when we're experiencing the peace like a river. That's easy. And I think he begins the song that way so that he can make such a stark contrast to the sea billows and the inevitability of that peace leaving. Because in the very next line, it does, when sorrows like sea billows roar. Eventually, we'll all find ourselves out of the peaceful river and into the billowing ocean. And these storms can come in many forms, and they vary in intensity. They'll shake us and they'll scare us, try to wreck us. And Stafford here writing about what was likely caused by a literal storm, shipwrecking his family. He finds comfort through this storm in God. He says, "Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." And when he says, "it is well with my soul," he doesn't mean that everything is happy, everything is great. That's kind of like what Lex was talking about this morning. Everything isn't fine. Everything isn't great. That's part of this being earth and heaven being heaven. The lyrics are actually kind of saying the opposite. That this life can be hard. It can be devastating. It can be devastatingly hard. But we don't have to rely simply on our human selves. We're not strong enough. And we're not always even strong enough to rely on each other. Sometimes we have to just rely on God. And it's not that God can make it well. God has made it well. It is already well. And it will always be well because He is in charge. He runs everything, and we simply need to trust in the one who has made it well. Just looking at the second verse real fast. I told you this was going to be short. I told you. It says, "My sin, oh the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin, not in part but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, oh my soul." In this verse, he kind of cleverly, entirely changes the meaning of "it is well with my soul." Instead of being comforted in times of sorrow, he knows that his soul is well with God because of the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross for us. Through the grace of God, our sin has been nailed to the cross. And like he says, not one, not in part, but the whole. Not one of our sins, not most of our sins. God has forgiven every last one of them. Or can forgive every last one of them. But it is up to us to come forward with a repentant heart and to be baptized into that grace. So tonight, after a short lesson, I ask, is it well with your soul? Are you carrying the burden of a storm and in need of the prayers of the congregation, in need of the help of an almighty God? Are you carrying the burden of sin and in need of the cleansing waters of baptism? Whatever that need is, go ahead and make it known as we stand and sing.